Moving away from Pope news now to the Mideast. Just over a year ago, when ISIS moved into Iraq, the group killed and kidnapped thousands of Yazidis. You may remember them, a small religious minority with ancient roots. Some of the captives have since escaped or been released, and they've gone back to their communities. But it's not so easy for them, especially the abducted women. Susanna George has been following the case of one young Yazidi woman who's asked to be called Noor. ISIS forced Noor to convert to Islam and marry an ISIS fighter. She was also raped in captivity. When she returned home, she went through a new ritual, a re-baptism, designed to help integrate her back into the Yazidi community. Susanna caught up with Noor a year later to see how she's doing.
Noor is more relaxed these days, though she still keeps her hands clasped tightly in her lap. We're in a tent in a refugee camp outside Duhok. She asks that we meet in private and that I not record her voice or use her real name. She does smile now and then, especially at the giggles and cries of her new niece, Warin, a feisty three-month-old. Noor isn't married, and her father and brothers are all missing, most likely dead. Without a man, she's a bit adrift in Yazidi society. So while she's been accepted back into her community since she was baptized last fall, in many ways she's still stuck on the periphery. Men often say they'll marry women who've been rebaptized, but there have been few such weddings. And others say much of the conservative Middle Eastern mentality remains. While more and more women are escaping from ISIS and making their way here to Lalesh for rebaptism, the larger Yazidi community acknowledges that their hopes of a seamless reintegration aren't going exactly as planned. So instead of returning to camps or other temporary housing, a lot of women are traveling abroad to Germany. A group of young men, Yazidis from Sinjar, now living in tents scattered around Lalesh, sit around playing games on their phones. Just this week, Khalil Khaji says an entire busload of women came to be baptized here before heading straight to the airport in Erbil. He says he thinks it's a good thing that these women have the opportunity to get out of Iraq. In Germany, he says they'll be able to get the psychological care they need. But some in the large Yazidi activist community admit that sending the women to Germany isn't just about mental health. It's because despite calls for acceptance, women are still being stigmatized. Others say sending the women to a foreign country will only ostracize them more. Noor admits she doesn't like living in the camp. Even though she's been here nearly a year, it still feels foreign. And she says she wishes there was a professional to talk to about what she's going through. Even though she feels better than before, something still isn't right. She feels like she has something in her head that she needs to get out. But she'd never consider leaving the country.
So this is a picture of the two sisters together at a wedding party in Sinjar?
She says, at that time I was 17 and my sister was 19.
Noor pulls up pictures on her phone of her and her sister. One photo's from her sister's wedding day. The two women are heavily made up and striking a glamorous pose. We scroll through a few more of the photos.
Yeah, this is actually, she said, one of the photos that I usually look at it if I want to feel better.
This is why Noor refuses to leave. Her sister is still being held by ISIS. Until she's released, Noor says regardless of the conditions and lack of services, she's in Iraq to stay. For The World, I'm Susanna George in Duhok, Iraq.